Sexuality education.
55-year-old South Sudanese Panchol Yuana scans channels on his radio for programs that best suits him. Like many other South Sudanese, he especially relies on radio to receive credible news and information rather than listening to rumors or reading misinformation posted on social media.
I listen to political programs, and I have liked to have a radio since I was a young boy in school. I used to listen to the radio because when a piece of information is being circulated in the neighborhood and not coming from radio, I don't consider it because the radio has not covered them. So I don't consider them.
Yuana says news regarding the implementation of the 2018 peace agreement on the resolution of conflict in South Sudan is among the topics he constantly follows on the radio. Other times, Yuana says he listens to the radio to help relieve stress.
When I don't listen to the radio, I don't feel happy mentally. But when the radio is beside me, I focus on the program and that cleanses my mind. I constantly listen to it until I forget the stress that was in my mind.
Jacob Allier, another radio listener in Bor, says he sometimes experiences an information gap on vital national issues when listening to different radio stations in South Sudan.
We are missing a lot of things. Let me start with the revitalized peace agreement. And a lot of the citizens in Donglei said here, people are not aware. There are some provisionals within the revitalized peace agreement. And even people are not aware if there will be an election or not. We are not aware about that. And if the media are allowed to play their role, they can give us a lot of information.
Some media houses in Juba say they have exerted significant effort to serve their listeners and followers on the internet with credible information. Kong Pal, program manager at the Juba-based iRadio, says despite those efforts, his station tends to focus on several items that he thinks listeners in Juba are interested in. Pal, who also serves as the chairman of the Editors Forum in Juba, says access to information is a constant problem facing journalists who are trying to dig deeper into certain stories of public interest.
We are not getting enough information about the reforms, for example. What is happening when it comes to the reform? Because it is one of the in one of the chapter of peace agreement, it talked about reform in financial sector, in economic sector, in governance. This thing, nobody's talking about it. And when you try to ask, nobody wants to give you information.
Aside from radio stations, some South Sudanese rely on newspapers for information. Japas Ogila, editor-in-chief of the City Review, a local independent daily newspaper operating in Juba, says his publication covers a wide array of stories in order to better serve their readership.
We want to serve all the demographics of readership, be they adults, be they young people, be they women or men. We realize that most readers in South Sudan buy papers, especially when our headline talks about things to do with security, things to do with humanitarian issues like, let's say, hunger or flood.
Moiga Nduru, commissioner of the South Sudan Access to Information Commission, denies the government is withholding information from journalists.
The access to information deal with something that is published in the government record or in the private sector record. If you have problem accessing it, then you can come to us. We deal with records. If they don't want, and then you come and you complain. Fill a form and then we write to the government officials.
Association for Media Development in South Sudan says 46 independent radio stations and 6 newspapers, including 2 Arabic dailies, are currently operating in South Sudan. Some of the newspapers and radio stations have been closed over the past few years and have not reopened. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.